You have a one horse one, a two horse, and a three horse. Well, this one horse plow, you can break ground with it, and they did break ground back when they used one horse. They'd break the ground. Well, you can buy off corn or whatever you want to with it, and then you can lay by with it, mm-hmm. You see?
Oh, you could?
Yeah, you could. You can bed land with it. Then they come along what's known as the Lister or the Buster, and that's got two wings on it. It puts up a bed. When you drive through the field,
mm-hmm.
Why you're throwing up a bed there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a single shovel that's used to plow. Used to plow with, and a double shovel.
Oh, a double shovel,
yeah.
And a
that had two plows on it, mm-hmm. And one horse pull it. Wrong. And you had horse.
What would they be for?
Well, they was to hire the ground, level it down, and smash up the clogs.
Oh, yeah.
It was turned over. That's mm-hmm. What the hire was used for. And,
did you ever hear of anything called a go-devil?
Yeah, I have.
What would that be?
That's a little plow, a little cultivator. One mule or horse pulled it, but it's got five little plows on it.
Five little plows
on here,
mm-hmm.
And it's got a handle on it, and it's got a lever. Most of them got a lever. You can spread it out or draw it together,
mm-hmm.
Gnaw it up if you want to. Yeah. And then there's another. We had another little steel horse that some might call it a go devil. I don't know, but it is the same thing. You could put, and it had 14 or maybe 16 little plow, little two hard tubes in here. And but this other, the go-devil, is more of a, it was a plow,
mm-hmm.
And with five little plows on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would be the different types of plows than the
two. We had back then, you had what they called a cotton scraper.
Oh, I was going to ask you about cotton.
They had that cotton scraper, and it's made on the style of a one-horse turning plow, only it's got a block, heavy block under it here, and a wing, and it's sharpened, and it kind of sets sideways on this bed that this cotton's planted on, and it scrapes this here dirt off to, and grass, turns it over into the middle, wraps it up, so you don't have to hoe so.
Mm-hmm.
In chopping the cotton, you didn't have, just an hour streak to chop out with. And then you use sweeps in plowing cotton, where you use shovels, and most folks did in plowing corn. They don't plow cotton as deep as you did corn. And the tools are a little different use in it. But they're all pulled by one mule horse in my time,
mm-hmm.
Till they come up to the cultivator.
Mm-hmm.
And, before I got grown, the cultivator come about. We hooked a pair of horses and plowed one row as you went through the field.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were talking about sawing wood with that cross-cut saw,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything. Was there ever a kind of, did they ever have a frame type thing to lay their logs across?
Yeah, they sure did.
What did they call that?
Well, some calls it a rack.
Oh, mm-hmm.
A rack,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did it when you, one man or two could lay, just pick that log up or pole, whatever it was, and lay it up in that, and that's made. You can lay a log down here and take small limbs or small trees and drive them in slanting this way.
Oh.
And it makes a fork, kind of a fork.